Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We join now on the line by Charles Stewart, who is the PwC South Africa Entertainment and Media Partner, to give us an overview of what the Entertainment and Media Outlook for 2024 to 2028 report reveals. Charles, welcome to the show. Such a pleasure to have you.
It's wonderful to be with you. Good evening, and good evening to your listeners.
Firstly, I think you probably have the most exciting portfolio as partner at PwC. Entertainment and media, it sounds like you have fun, observe fun, and report on fun for a living.
Absolutely. It's one of the most dynamic industries. It's constantly changing, constantly evolving, and it's something that we engage with every day, which is so exciting. So it's never a dull moment seeing what the latest consumer trends and behaviors are out there in the market.
Definitely. And this particular report, the PwC Africa Entertainment and Media Outlook for 2024 to 2028 is not the first that we've seen. But maybe for those who are hearing of it for the first time, help us contextualize the data points that you look at, how the information is collated, and how this helps us track where we are seeing the entertainment and media industries.
Yes, absolutely, Gugu. So we're into our 13th edition here locally in respect of our African cut of it. We've also got a global entertainment and media outlook, which is over 20 years old. So we've been tracking this for a number of years from a PwC perspective, both locally and globally. What we look at in the outlook is we look really at three things. We look at consumer spending. So that would be spend in the space of, you know, like your Netflix subscription that you were talking about just earlier. We look at advertising spend, and obviously seeing lots of growth in the internet advertising space. And then also fundamental to understanding those two is also looking at what's happening in the connectivity space. Where are people spending their money? How in respect of actually getting connected to all of that digital content?
And this is important, right, because it does help us track some of the growth. What's intriguing about this year's report, as you've always done, is actually break it down into three key markets on the African continent. South Africa, looking at markets like Kenya as well as Nigeria. Maybe let's start off here at home, because it does seem as though we are spoiled for choice in terms of the entertainment and media market.
We are indeed. So we are the most mature market on the continent. So we are growing a little bit slower than our Kenyan and Nigerian counterparts. So from a South African perspective, we are forecast to grow at around 4.2% through to 2028. And that will move our market from around 295 billion, which it was in 2023, and it'll grow through to around 363 billion in 2028. And from a growth perspective, Gugu, where we are seeing the highest growth is in internet advertising. Obviously, as the consumers migrate onto the various digital platforms to consume the content, so the advertising is obviously following. We're obviously seeing growth in the connectivity as more and more people come online and as the country continues to make its transition from 3G to 4G and obviously onto 5G. And we're also seeing growth in the streaming, and digital strong categories of OTT, music streaming continuing to grow nicely, and then video games and esports, which is that continued segue and really access point into our young and gaming happy generation that we have within South Africa and Africa more broadly.
100%. There are key sectors, though, that we are concerned about, and typically this would be regarded as traditional media. I do see here traditional TV seeing a slight decrease in terms of or lower growth in terms of its compound annual growth rate, not forgetting newspapers, which actually dipped into negative territory. So this is naturally a consequence of the shift in terms of media consumption, but help us distill what it means in terms of the numbers.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe let's deal with TV first. So, I mean, TV still attracting a significant quantity of spend, right? People are still spending a lot of money, obviously, on, you know, the pay TV subscriptions. And from a TV advertising perspective, it is still in second place relative to internet advertising. So, yes, growth is harder to come by. Obviously, as we have this flurry of content that you spoke about earlier as well, just before we got into this interview, there are so many options out there. Obviously, as we talk about the various political and economic headwinds that are present in the market as well. People are obviously looking at alternatives. A lot of the streaming services are a little bit cheaper, and people are having to make decisions. The traditional TV or pay TV players are obviously being very innovative in this space as well to try and keep those consumers who would have seen lots of activity in the in the DStv space, for example, really augmenting their products in terms of Showmax, making sure that they've got capacity in terms of their business and their partnership, obviously with Peacock and the streaming platform that they've got there, to make sure that they can accommodate these shifting consumer behaviors and shifting consumer trends. But it is hard work in that traditional space because there are so many of these digital alternatives. So that's on the TV space. On the print space, it's really about the fact that your newspapers and your consumer magazines have struggled to replace what they had from a traditional print advertising perspective, particularly, also a little bit in the subscription space as well, but struggled to replace that to the same quantum that they had historically. They've struggled to replace that with a digital ad-based revenue stream. And that's what's led to that overall decline, which unfortunately we forecast to continue through to 2028.
Got you. Yeah, it's a shift in terms of our consumption trends. And just when we thought that South Africa is a great market for growth within the entertainment and media space, boy oh boy, does Nigeria shoot the lights out. I'm looking at the metrics, and maybe let's start off with the Comfort the Pound annual growth rate, which is at 8.6% till 2028. But there are key markets here that are actually growing in segments of media. Internet advertising expected to grow by 15%. I do see here that over-the-top services, 10%. Video games and esports also expected to grow by 10%. What's happening in Nigeria that is adding to this buzz and excitement?
Well, one, obviously the size of their population and a very big youthful population that they have there as well. Their connectivity levels, Google, obviously a lot lower than ours are, right? So when we look at their 4G penetration, for example, at 2023, they're only sitting around 22%. So massive room for growth, right? By comparison, we're sitting at around 102%, right? So massive growth and opportunity in respect of the 4G and people coming online. So obviously, as more people come online, well, then you've got obviously more content that is already online. As more people come online, so there's more content that is developed online. And if we think about things like Nollywood, a lot of that content is going to find itself online. And so your digitally fueled segments are going to be the beneficiaries of that. And that's really around obviously OTT, around your video games. And then as those consumers move online, so then the internet advertising is going to follow them as well.
It's huge and actually makes sense why we do see the likes of MultiChoice still solidifying themselves within that particular market. And even the telecommunications providers like MTN. Now it's starting to make sense in terms of these nuances. I want us to shift to the east of the continent with Kenya and modest growth rate as well, but higher than South Africa at 5.2% in terms of their compound annual growth rate through to 2028. And does seem as though they also have a few sweet spots, especially when it comes to internet advertising, expecting growth of 17.4% and over-the-top services up by 10.9%. What are the nuances here that separate Kenya from Nigeria and South Africa?
So I think one of the interesting aspects here is that, well, one, Kenya's internet advertising is the fastest growing globally. So really exciting in terms of that growth. But it is coming off a lower base relative to both Nigeria and South Africa. So that is what is helping to fuel that very high growth rate. What is quite unique from a Kenyan market perspective is that particularly TV and radio are both still very strong there. So when we look at the quantum of internet advertising, if we were to add TV and radio, those are almost equal, right, at 2023, but also when we get through to 2028. So the traditional media is holding on a little bit stronger in Kenya than it is elsewhere. Within South Africa, for example, we've already seen that tipping point. We've passed that already in terms of digital advertising shooting past your traditional advertising media. So that's a little bit different from a Kenya perspective. The story around streaming, again, is very much linked, like I've just spoken about from a Nigeria perspective, that there's room for growth in Kenya as well. So they were sitting at around 60%, current sort of 60% 4G penetration. And so there's room for growth. And obviously, as more people get connected, so they will consume more of those digital services and content. And that's what's helping to drive those segments.
Got you. This is big news. And if I'm understanding you correctly, does this mean then, if I want to start a media company, South Africa, Nigeria, Kenya are good markets to penetrate, but I certainly need to be focused on new media or digital media, given that that's where the growth forecasts are?
Yes, absolutely. So as I say, you've still got very big companies who, yes, are under a bit of pressure in respect to some of your traditional players, all right? And I think always DStv is a good example for us here because it has obviously presence here locally within South Africa, but also a very strong footprint across Africa and lots of innovation in that space. So it's about how do you take your traditional base, which obviously still generates significant revenue, but how do you then factor that into how you're going to pursue growth, which is obviously always important in those high growth geographies. So either you're going to find yourself into new markets like in Nigeria, which is growing faster, or into higher growth segments. And this was one of the themes that we saw emerging both globally and locally, that companies are having to explore new business models, shifting and pivoting between maybe sort of traditional subscription based, but also then marrying that with, ad supported tiers, et cetera. So they're having to shift into that business model reintegration and reinvention. But then also, how do they actually pursue higher growth geographies and segments to continue to grow that growth in their overall portfolio of E&M content that they offer?
This sounds so intriguing, Charles, and I see the multi-pronged approach to this. The better the investment is in the technology and connectivity, the higher the opportunity is then for new media platforms to thrive because of access to them. And that also creates an opportunity for people like myself and my colleagues to actually then create content that will suit these platforms, over-the-top platforms, video games, and of course, as you've mentioned, internet advertising. I'm going to ask a very biased question because of the media platform that we're on, radio. And we all know that advertising and sponsorships is one of the fun. With the outcomes of this report that you've shared, what does this tell us about where advertisers will fundamentally plow their capital? And maybe let's start with South Africa's first.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, from an overall South Africa perspective, so as I say, TV advertising under pressure, but still consumers don't only play in the digital space. Right? They still need to commute to work, and so they will engage with billboards. They still like to turn on the radio so they can hear great content. They like to watch TV as opposed to watching something on their cell phone. So all of those aspects, it's around engage with my consumer, understanding where my consumer obviously consumes their content. How do I continue to engage with them? So whilst it is under pressure and we're not seeing the same growth rates in those segments from an advertising perspective that we've seen historically, they are still very important in terms of the overall connection that your radio advertisers, your TV advertisers, and obviously that ad agencies are looking to create with their consumers. So lots of spend going internet advertising, but it's certainly not the end of the traditional advertising that we've seen in other spaces. So radio, yes, unfortunately, is a little it's a little bit flat from an overall growth perspective, but still part of that overall basket of advertising that consumers need to engage with.
I'm sending this to our sales team, Charles. Hopefully they'll get a better perspective of our approach. But this is so refreshing and also enlightening because it does tell us what we're watching, where we're watching, and of course, what this does mean in terms of the growth in these particular sectors of the economy that just bring about a new vibrancy and so much more opportunity. Thank you so much for your time this evening, sir.
It's been wonderful to be with you, Gugu. Thank you.
Fantastic. That's Charles Stewart, PwC South Africa entertainment and media partner, joining us today to give us some insight into the latest Africa entertainment and media outlook for 2024 and 2028 report.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.